with Joe Talbot.
Over Jim Buttress in due course. Let's catch up, though, with our NGS correspondent. That is Jeff Stonebanks, who joins us a sort of monthly date, really, to talk about some of the gardens that are open for public for charity as part of the scheme for the coming month. We're into June very nearly, so I anticipate that, it's not necessarily the case, but more and more gardens are open as the season wears on, Jeff.
Yeah, it's very, very true. Yeah, good morning, Joe and Jim. Nice to talk to you both again.
Yeah,
you're quite right. I mean, we've got over 20 more gardens open across Sussex, Surrey and North East Hampshire in June, and as you rightly say, it is the busiest gardening opening month of the year. I've taken some advice from the county organisers, and we've got five to highlight today. One of them is my own. But we'll come to that at the end.
Okay.
I'd just first like to remind the listeners that on the 15th and 16th of June this year, the NGS are launching their first ever National Gardens Festival weekend, set to be the largest garden visiting event in history. And there are over 800 gardens opening nationwide across the 2 days. And it is traditionally one of the NGS's busiest weekends. It's also this year coinciding with Father's Day, which is on Sunday the 16th. So perfect opportunity to get Dad out into the garden for some tea. And so let's move on then and have a look at the first of the five gardens we've selected today.
Okay.
First of them is Solent Cottage, which is in Selsey in Chichester. Really gorgeous coastal garden. It actually featured on BBC Gardeners World last year. It's a beautiful garden at the back of the house, which is fully exposed to the sea. And originally inspired by Derek Jarman's garden at Dungeness. Cultivated in indigenous plants, artworks, shingle and driftwood, well worth a visit. And that's opening on the 1st and 2nd of June, between 2 and 5 p.m. And as I say, that's in Selsey near Chichester. Okay, the second one is a large group of gardens. It's in Bexhill-on-Sea, and it's opening on the festival weekend, just the 16th of June, between 11 and 5. This has got 9 gardens opening in Bexhill. 3 of them have never opened to the public before. And for those that don't know it, I mean, Bexhill is a lovely Edwardian residential seaside town famous for its Dilawar Pavilion. And as I say, this year we've got 9 enthusiastic gardens who are willing to open their gardens up. So a nice day out to see those 9 gardens. The next one is Heathside, which is in Cobham, is in Surrey. This garden belongs to one of the assistant county organisers, Margaret Arnott. She's been very lucky this year. It's due to appear on a TV programme, gardening TV programme, in July. It's a third of an acre terraced garden, planted for year-round interest. Spring bulbs and alpines, herbaceous borders, set off by harmonious landscaping with a pergola. She's got 50 different types of hostas displayed in terracotta pots. So well worth a visit between 1 and 5 on, again, the festival weekend, Saturday the 15th and Sunday the 16th of June. The next one we've got then is in Hampshire. It's Colmore Gardens near Alton in Hampshire, opening on Sunday the 16th and Monday the 17th of June between 2 and 6 p.m. This is just 4 miles south of Alton off the A32. 4 acres in lovely unspoilt country, featuring masses of unusual plants, spectacular arched rose walk, water rill, mirror pond, herbaceous and shrub borders, and a new woodland walk. And they're also in the process of planting a new small arboretum. So that should be a good day out. And then the final of the five is in Seaford and Bishopston. It's a group of gardens. So we've got 5 opening this year. One of them is my own garden, Driftwood, which was very lucky last year in winning a couple of national awards. It's open on the 15th and 16th of June, and they're all open between 11 and 5. 5 totally unique gardens, and there are 2 new ones in this group as well, 2 gardens that have never opened to the public before. And they are all 5 for £5, so a good deal there. And they're all located midway between Brighton and Eastbourne on the A259. So that's the list for June. Not all the cool. Let's hope that we don't get the cool summer that Ian suggested earlier on, which might follow a cold spring. We need a nice warm summer to enjoy these gardens.
I know. I nearly cut him off when he said that. I can't be dealing with it. I really can't. He's only giving us his prediction. Would be nice though if we had a bit of.
It would. I mean, the weekend has been quite nice. And I mean, if listeners are interested, I've decided because the weekend is nice, my own garden will actually be open, especially tomorrow, Bank Holiday Monday, by appointment. So if anybody's interested in coming along to see it, all the details are in the Yellow Book or on www.ngs.org.uk. That's www.ngs.org.uk. ngs.org.uk, or the general number for the National Garden Scheme if people don't have access to a computer is 01483 211 535. That's 01483 211 535.
Very good, Jeff. We will chat later on in the month as we head towards what's open for July. Thank you very much. That is our NGS correspondent, Jeff Stonebanks, with some suggestions. That number again, 01483 211 535. If you don't have access to a computer or indeed a copy of the Yellow Book.
This Bank Holiday Monday from